Good day, good day, good day, everyone. Blessings, blessings. How are you today? How are you feeling? Oh, gosh, let's all take some deep breaths together. I know I could use some really deep cleansing breaths for myself right now. As I can feel this really intense, powerful emotion moving through my body that's, gosh, it's uncomfortable, actually. It's been just a powerful, intense wave of this emotion, and it's all about this idea of not settling in my life. Have you ever settled in your life, right? Gosh, let's just think about that for a second. What does that even mean? Settling in your relationship, settling in what job you chose, settling in life in any way. Okay, so on that note, let's start breathing, because that's a big note, right? It's already bringing up a lot for me, for sure. So let's start by taking some slow and deep breaths. I'm going to count to three, and I'd like you to move your breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and on the out-breath, please make a sound. And please, if you will, please take a seat and uncross your legs, and if you will, please place your hands over your heart. So let's begin by starting our first breath on three. One, two, three. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. Good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now just moving into a normal breath. Just a deeper breath here, cleansing breath. Becoming an observer of your breath, just feeling your breath, seeing your breath, observing yourself breathing. That's what I mean by seeing yourself breathe. So that all your focus and all your awareness and all your distraction just only goes towards the breath. No other distraction other than the breath. Your breath becomes your major distraction right now. What a great distraction to have. If only all of our distractions were around breath. Good. Excellent. All right. Now just taking a moment to take all your attention and all your awareness into your heart's space, into your heart. Breathing as if you're breathing through your heart, into your heart. Good. Allowing yourself just to feel what your heart feels. Perhaps it's bringing up some emotional energy of sadness or anger, fear, whatever it may be. Letting it rise up. Moving through your heart. Good. And so just noticing what you feel now as you connect with your heart and just noticing your body. For those of you who have joined me before in audios, you know I love to work with the body. The body gives us so much information about what we're truly feeling, what kind of possible unconscious resistance we're already in, which means energy that's trapped or stuck, and it just wants to be made you aware of it, and also for you to acknowledge it, to see it, to hear it, to feel it, so it can move. And it can express. So where might you find some tight or tense energy in your body? And remember to work from this place behind your heart. Well, I did mention just your heart. Behind your heart is this beautiful tranquil space where the soul resides. So if you'd like, you can take that step back behind your heart right now. It's a process. You get better at it. It's a practice. Just taking that step back behind your heart right now. I'm just resting there for a moment. And now examining your body from here. Where might you feel that tight or tense energy? And I want you to think about that tight or tense energy if it's available to you, find based on the topic I told you about we're going to be working with today, which is this topic around settling in one's life. Are you settling in your life, in any area of your life, feeling into that question. Where might that bring up energy into your body? Good. Where do you find it? In your throat, your chest, or your stomach? I feel mine in my stomach right now. And as I take that breath into my stomach, I hear I'm afraid. I'm afraid to settle and not have what I want. In any area of my life, that's not working. And when I look at my life, and now I want you to look at your life and look into yourself, where I might feel like I'm settling. I feel some settling energy coming up around my relationship with myself, with partner. Something I'm settling within myself, not being completely myself. And that is an act of settling. To not truly exude who you are. To need to shift the way you are to be with someone or to do something for someone or somehow be enough for them. Or dim your light for them. Or be worthy of them. These are all kind of ideas or examples of what we might do in reference to what I'm talking about with a person. You can also settle in your relationship to your money, how you make money. You can settle in your way of how you treat yourself, right? Maybe you spend money on others, but not for you, not a self-caring, self-nurturing way with money for you and self-care for you. So you settle. You say, oh, no, I'll help them, not me. So again, just noticing any tighter tension in your body, and just if you will, please breathe into it right now. What does that part of your body say? Anything it wants to say. And now just saying to that energy, I see you. I feel you. I hear you. I'm right here with you. If there's anything else you'd like to say, please say it out loud right now. And so we're just going to go on this journey, okay? I'd like you to repeat after me to this energy. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell me? And just get out of your own way here. Now just allow that energy to speak. What does it want to say? Perhaps it's saying, please help me. I don't know what to do. How do I become what I'm meant to become? How can I change this thing I need to change so I don't settle in my life anymore? So please, if you will, just really feel into that. Feel into what this energy is saying to you. And now, can you respond to the energy? Just respond. Maybe you say, once again, I hear you, or I know that you're struggling and I want you to know I'm here for you and this is what I'm going to do instead. I am going to stand up for myself. I am going to make this change. And maybe you need to make a time limit for the change. Maybe this energy is saying to you, oh, right, you said this before and nothing's changed. Maybe this energy doesn't believe you. Maybe it's trying to tell you that you won't make the change. So can you commit to yourself in a new way today? Saying out loud to the universe right now, I am committed to moving forward in my life and making this change that's in my highest and greatest so I can be free. Okay. And stating it once more, I am ready to make this change. Stating those words after me, I am ready to make this change. And if there's anything I need to do before I make this change, I'm stepping into those action steps today. If there's anything else I need to do to make this change, I'm stepping into those action steps today. Please repeat those words after me. So I say yes. Repeat those words. To the universe. To me. To who I am. I say yes. I am worthy and I am ready and I want this because I don't want to settle in my life anymore. So let's repeat those words. I am ready, I am worthy, and I want this. I don't want to settle in my life anymore. Take a deep and slow breath. Letting go on the out breath. Good. Now, checking in with that energy and see if you can connect with that bigger, greater version of you, your true higher self right now. See if you can connect with her, bringing all of her or him into your beingness right now. Meaning around you, nearby you, you always have this being, this greater version of you, your higher self with you. Although sometimes we don't know this, right? We forget this, or maybe we weren't educated around this. Our higher self is our true self and acts as like a guardian angel for us until we embody her or him. Please connect with your higher self right now. See if your higher self's with you. If you don't know your higher self yet, it'd be that lighter, greater version of you that you might feel after a meditation or a great workshop. Please, if you will, just see if you can tap into your higher self's energy to assist you right now. Good. Feel the lightness, the brightness of your higher self. And now bring your higher self to this energy. Please allow this, your higher self, to assist this energy further inside you. If there's something that this energy needed now from your higher self, what might that be to help it feel even more in trust of what you just shared or more supported by you, by your higher self? What does this energy need? So you might hear this energy say, I need love. I need to trust you. I need you to help me. I need to build trust. Whatever it might be, go ahead and let your higher self assist right now with this. Maybe it's your higher self is saying, I am planned to assist you with this today and every day forward if you'll let me. Let your higher self become a part of your life in a much more grand scale than ever before. Okay? So what is your higher self doing and saying to help this energy? So can you just receive this loving help and assistance from your higher self now? Taking a deep breath. Just allowing yourself to feel supported and assisted and loved by your higher self right now. If you can see your higher self's eyes, look into her eyes. You look into her eyes and feel that love and support that is always available to you. Let this process we just went through be a reminder for you that this is always available. There never is a lack of any kind around the support. And this is a relationship that we get to cultivate and nurture over the course of time. Excellent. Thank you. So now, wrapping it up with your higher self, thanking your higher self for coming Just noticing where that energy is in your body, if it's shifted or it's still there. And if it's still there, just taking a breath and letting it know you'll keep working with it. Again, thanking your higher self for its love and support. And perhaps making a new pact with your higher self to spend more time together. This was extraordinary. Why not do this every day? Okay? Aw, thank you so much. Taking that deep breath. And thank you. And with these words, I'm so grateful. So grateful to be with you today. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. All right. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.